Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Living Scriptures. Living Scriptures is a Christian talk show that is designed to address the Bible to our daily living. We use the Bible, the Word of God, to relate it to our daily life. And last week, we continue with a series that we started a while back. And if you would like to catch up on any of our past episode, you can head on to Plains Media and look for Living Scriptures where you can get the past episode. We've been looking at a lot of interesting things on lost but found. And last week we looked at finding our purpose in life, that God created each and every one of us for a purpose. As we will see shortly in this story here, the story of Elisha and the axe that floats has been an inspiration. Come along with me as I read again. The company of the prophet said to Elisha, "Look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a pole, and let us build a place there for us to meet." And he said, "Go." Then one of them said, "Won't you please come with your servants?" "I will," Elisha replied, and he went with them. They went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. "Oh no, my Lord," he cried out. "It was borrowed." The man of God asked, "Where did it fall?" When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. "Lift it out," he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it. Lost but found.
Hello, happy Sunday, my dear listeners. Lost but found. In the first 4 weeks of this series, we talked about how man lost the image of God, how man lost the likeness of God, the holy, righteous nature of God. We've been talking about how man could lose his own purpose in life. Three possible things we said could happen to a man's purpose. Your destiny or your purpose could have demonic diversions or distractions, like the prodigal son. Your destiny or purpose could be deployed into a wrong location or association, and so will be stalled, will not be fulfilled, not be fulfilling. Your destiny or purpose on a brighter, lighter mood then can be discovered when it's found, deployed rightly, manifested, fulfilled, and maximized to God's design and desire. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 17, which looks similar to the fulfillment of purpose, Paul the apostle, writing to a man, says, "Say ye to Archippus that he will fulfill the calling of God for his life. I decree for you that may you find your purpose this year, and may you fulfill it in the name of Jesus." So in conclusion, you need to understand, for you to find your purpose, there's a difference between your work, which is your gift, and your job, which is your skill. There's a difference between your preoccupation and your purpose. You could be fired from your preoccupation. You could be fired from working, but no one can fire you for using your gift. And nobody can fire you for trying to fulfill your purpose. Number two, if you have been lost in a different work, you can imagine Saul was lost into being a farmer, while God intended for him to be the king of Israel. May God send a Samuel to you. May God orchestrate circumstances that will lead you into the right job, lead you into the right trade, and lead you into the right calling in life. Number three, if you have been lost in a different location, even though you have the right purpose, your purpose has been misplaced like the missing axe head. May God help you supernaturally to find it and place it in the right location in the name of Jesus. Do not forget that misplaced or unknown purposes is the reason for abuse. Where the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. And you can only thrive and prosper in your God-given purposes in life. You are not expected to step into every open door, number six, otherwise you'll be lost. Test every door. Make sure it is not a mismatch with your purpose in life. Decide on who to marry also based on your purpose in life. Purpose, number seven, I can assure you, preserves us from danger, preserves us supernaturally from disaster and supernatural death. We see in scriptures that when a man is here to fulfill his purpose, like Paul the Apostle, they were preserved from dying prematurely. Number eight, your purpose from God, your future is usually hidden in you, what you love. Your purpose is usually hidden in your passion. Someone put it this way, your future are hidden in your daily routine. What is that thing that you love to do and you will keep doing even if you are not being paid for it, my dear friend? That could be the path to discovering your purpose in life. Lost but found.
Lost but found. So many things to take note about our purpose and how God intends us to fulfill them. We're also supposed to remind and invite everyone to join us for our Sunday services every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, Christ Church. But especially every last Sundays, we come together for our healing and deliverance service. If you're trusting God for healing or you're believing God for your deliverance, join us and let's pray together. I will believe the Lord will do you good in Jesus' name. What more do we need to know about our purpose? Do you know that you are as rich as your purpose? Do you also know that people don't fulfill their purpose because they have no sense of destiny? Again, don't do what people say will make you wealthy. Do what you were born to do. That is where your money is. Once you put your whole self into something, it gives you a new hope and purpose. Freedom without law results in purposelessness. You cannot become who you were born to be except you are willing to change into what you are not. You are to work for purpose, not money. When the means becomes more important than the end, purpose is aborted. Again, everything in life was created for a purpose with potential to operate by principles. Also, purpose produces potential. Potential is protected by principles. Your purpose without potential is frustration. Potential without principle is destruction. Violation of principles destroys purpose and potential because they are all connected. You are meant to live on a purpose, not on a pension.
I like that too.
You're not going towards your destiny. Your destiny is actually pulling you because it is already finished. You just need to discover it. The fact that you are born is evidence that there is something that is already finished that you are supposed to start. God made you perfect for your purpose, not for other people's opinions. So don't listen to them. And God didn't design you to fulfill your purpose by yourself because we need one another. Lost but found.
Welcome back, Lost But Found. As we round up this session on founding your purpose, I'm going to read that scripture and pray for you once again. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe fell into the water. "Oh no, my Lord," he cried out. It was borrowed. The man of God asked, "Where did it fall?" When he showed him the place, Elijah caught a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. "Leave it out," he said. The man reached out his hand and took it. I release the ministry of angels right now to go on your behalf. Find you the right purpose, help you find the right purpose, and help your purpose fit into the right job, into the right location, into the right marriage, in the name of Jesus. We've spoken about how man lost the image of God. Ask that God's grace will be given to you to recover and regain that image. I also ask that God's grace and divine help be given to you to recover and regain God's likeness. May grace be given to you to live holy. Live above sin and be victorious. I ask that God's grace and divine help be given to you to discover, manifest, fulfill, and maximize God's purpose for your life. I decree that in the name of Jesus, in this month of April, you will be happy. The enemy will not steal your joy. That sickness is healed. That disease is taken away. By the stripes of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, you are preserved. Your family is preserved. Your household is preserved. In the name of Jesus. You know, we never like to close this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to become a son and the daughter of God if you are yet to be one. If you would like to accept Jesus Christ today, kindly bow down your heads wherever you are and ask him to forgive you your sin first and foremost. Try and remember those things that you have done, even the ones that you cannot remember. Just tell him about it right now. As you do that, I want you to say and make this confession with me with faith. Say, "Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart. I ask you into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center, in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ @gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony. And you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.